This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillahi wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ba'd. We all know and understand that pride is repugnant in the eyes of Allah. May Allah save us from it. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. The famous hadith in Sahih Muslim narrated by Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, in which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, any person who has pride in his heart will not enter paradise. And then a companion radiyallahu anhu asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what would you say regarding a person who is particular and meticulous in his dressing, etc.? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, inna Allaha jameelun yuhibbul jamal. Allah is beautiful, Allah loves beauty. But in essence, pride is batrul haqqi wa ghamtun nasi, the denial of the truth and to despise people. So to own the wealth of this world is fine, but to consider yourself superior because of what you have, this is problematic. In Bayanul Quran, it is mentioned regarding Dhul Qarnayn, Allah had given him, آتيناه من كل شيء سببا. Allah had blessed him with everything. فيه أن حصول المال حتى الخزائن وحصول الجاه حتى السلطنة لا ينافي الكمال. To own the wealth of this world, right up to treasures, and to own prominence or to be prominent, even if you're a leader, that is fine. The key thing is that having the wealth and the prominence mustn't make you feel that you are greater than others. When Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was in the jail, there were people, fellow inmates in the jail, that said to him, Inna naraka min al muhsineen. You're such a good man. And when he became the king of Egypt, it was said to him again, Inna naraka min al muhsineen. Khudh ahadana makana, Inna naraka min al muhsineen. O king, you're such a noble person, you're such a kind person. Inna al kareem la yughayyiruhu al manasib. A person who is noble, his nobility will stand out regardless of his financial position. And that's the message. You can own, you can acquire, you can possess, but let not humility slip from your hand. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu became the Khalifa, some young girls in the neighborhood said, Al-an la tuhlabu lana manaihu darina. I doubt Abu Bakr will now milk our goats. He's the Khalifa. He heard this. He called that young girl. He said, oh, my young daughter, I'm hopeful from Allah. The position of Khilafah will not change my behavior with the general subjects in any way. Subhanallah. May Allah bless us with that character.